every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:42, we know there is a strong correlation between electricity consumption and economic growth. However, electricity inaccessibility and unremitting power shortages do hamper initiatives for economic growth and raising the standard of living for people across sub-Saharan Africa. And to talk to us about the role of private sector in sub-Saharan Africa is Chibuni Evans, who's the CEO of the South African Electrotechnical Export Council. Chibuni, thank you so much for your time. I mean, based on, you know, what I mentioned in the intro, the electricity inaccessibility for almost, I think, a billion people across the region, what are some of the factors that are contributing to this power deficit?
Right, thank you for having me and morning to your callers, to your viewers. The energy sector deficit in the African continent is actually quite large. So I think the last estimate had it at 600,000, close to over half a billion people on the African continent not having access to electricity. So one of the challenges we have, obviously, is that if one doesn't have access to electricity, one is unable to develop, a country is unable to industrialize. And at a very, very basic level, from a human and social perspective, one is not able to be in communication, especially in today's world of excessive technology, where we're very, very dependent on technology. So in order to be able to be in contact with the rest of the world and to be able to function, we do need to be electrified.
I know a lot of this, in order to fix it, it does require considerable investments. How then does government work with the private sector perhaps to, you know, help when it comes to expanding electricity supply?
All right. So the South Africa Electrotechnical Export Council, whom I represent, is a public-private partnership between the South African government, the Department of Trade and Industry specifically, and the private sector in the electrotechnical space, which covers energy, ICT, telecommunications, and electronics. And our role is really try and see how do we get South African businesses and trade organizations onto the African continent to try and assist them to build their energy infrastructure. The World Bank and AFDB have estimated that the infrastructure deficit on the African continent is close to 120 billion per annum over the next 10 years. And of that, energy is probably going to account for about 30 to 40% of that. So we need to build that level of energy infrastructure on the continent. So Africa plays a key role in that we have built, we are one of the largest producers of energy on the continent at 50,000 megawatts. It's coming second after Egypt, who's sitting at 55,000 megawatts. So we've got the knowledge base and the skills base to build energy infrastructure. And our access to energy in South Africa is sitting at 95%. There's some parts in Africa, for instance, South Sudan, which is sitting at 1%, Angola sits at 30%. So we've got a lot that we can share with the rest of the continent, and in partnering with them to build that infrastructure, the business organizations that come into that to help build, that's where the private sector plays. We go in and assist in building. We work with government to ensure that we can get to understand what contracts and what projects need to be built, and we then go in as private sector and help build that infrastructure.
Chibuni, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Chibuni Evans, who's the CEO of the South African Electrotechnical Export Council.